You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nick Jonas bringing us back here for the second hour of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. By the way, I want to send congratulations to Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, Craig Biggio, and John Smoltz, all elected to the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame.
I like that.
Yeah, and solid. And again, those are like my, it makes me feel like that's like my youth.
I was just going to say the same thing. It's like those are the guys, I mean, when the Braves were great, you know, Maddox and Smoltz and Glavin and those guys. So it's great that, you know, so much time. I don't know if it's great. Well, it's funny that so much time has passed and the guys that you used to watch when you were a kid are now being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Mike Piazza fell short again. Ridiculous.
Like, he was my guy.
Mike Piazza was awesome.
The goatee and the quarter mullet. And it was awesome, too.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Hanging out of the catcher's hat.
Good, man. Piazza, let's go. Here we go. All right, we are going to now bring in our producer, Jason Gibbs, for a little after further review.
After further review.
Happy Tuesday, guys.
Happy Tuesday, Gibbs. Good to be with you.
Heck yeah, man. Good to be back. Question number one. What one team that won last weekend has the best chance to win this week and advance to their respective conference championship game?
To kind of go again, just a quick thought to go against what I said yesterday, as intimidating and as it is for a team to go to Green Bay, especially this season as they have an 8-0 record, I think it's the Dallas Cowboys, because not only is Green Bay 8-0 at home at Lambeau, and it will be cold, and they're used to that, and I still feel Dallas is an indoor team that lacks a little bit of toughness. Dallas this season, 8-0 on the road. So they are road warriors and have gotten over that hump of that playoff win. And I think that that organization led by Jerry Jones and Tony Romo are hungry for more.
It's a tough one because I think it is the Cowboys too, but something's got to give there. 8-0 on the road, Green Bay 8-0 at home. I still think Green Bay is going to the Super Bowl, but I do think they have the best chance. I don't buy the Colts as a legit playoff team, so I think they struggle, and I think the Patriots go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. Now, Baltimore's played them tough in the past, so that would be, you know, they've got the Doomerville Suggs. It's either Baltimore or it's Dallas. I think those are the teams that are going to produce an upset. If there is an upset, I think that will be it.
After further review.
Question number two today, guys. The best NFL head coaching job that's available and not the San Francisco 49ers job is?
I want to say the best. It's got to be maybe the Atlanta Falcons job. And the reason why I say that is because they've got, as we talked yesterday with our caller, they've got Matt Ryan. They've got Roddy White. They've got Julio Jones. They've got explosive playmakers on offense, and we know this is an offensive league. That is why Rex Ryan has been rumored to be the leader for that job down there in Atlanta, because he can revamp the defense the way he did in the Jets and have a top five defense every season. So I'm going to say the Atlanta Falcons job.
I want to disagree with you. Maybe I'd say Chicago because they have Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall, but I would say Atlanta too. You've got your franchise quarterback. You have him under contract. You have one of the best young receivers in the game, and now you just need to go down in there, focus on shoring up your offensive and defensive lines, which is easier said than done, but that you know what the focus is for the organization.
Yes, exactly.
And you've got the key piece in place in the quarterback that's going to keep you competitive.
And so, I think just to continue the conversation, is I think Atlanta is also a very sexy place in free agency.
Yep.
So you can make a play financially to go after some guys who may get released and give them money to come to Atlanta, because a lot of athletes, you know, a lot of rappers, a lot of musicians want to reside or even reside in Atlanta, so it'd be coming home like it was for Isaiah Crowell.
It does have that appeal to it. It also is in a division that I think is imminently winnable when you're looking at, you know, Carolina, Tampa, New Orleans struggling a little bit. So, yes, I think Atlanta without question is the place to go.
After further review.
Question number three, guys. Will Kyle Shanahan still be the offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns when the 2015 season begins?
I know. I'm going to say no. I don't. I believe that his interview Thursday will lead to a second interview with the Buffalo Bills and Kyle Shanahan, because of the direction that new ownership in the Buffalo is going to take. They want to grab a young, vibrant, offensive head coach because, as you said, in that division, they've got Miami, which is a very tough defense. They've got to overcome the New York Jets, which has been a very good defense. And they've got to, of course, to win that division, beat the New England Patriots, which plays better defense but are led by Tom Brady. And so the onus is on points. So a young, fresh offensive mind is a part of the new direction the Buffalo Bills want to go to. So I'm going to say no, he is not here in Cleveland.
I think he's going to be here in Cleveland, and I hope that he is. I think he is. I hope that he will be the offensive coordinator of the Browns when they take the field in 2015. You need that continuity of the offense. If there is a chance for Johnny Manziel, you need him to be able to get, not have to relearn again. You need him to be able to stay in that same offense. So I do think he will be, and I hope he is the offensive coordinator for the Browns in 2015.
After further review.
Final question today, guys. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a guest in Cowboy owner Jerry Jones's suite this past Sunday for their game against the Lions. Some interesting moments with the two of them.
There were some uncomfortable hugs.
There were some very uncomfortable hugs. Not sure where a lot of that was going. I'm not sure how he even ended up in there, but he did.
I don't know.
If you were an NFL owner, who would be one guest you'd want to have in your suite for a playoff game?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would say for me, simply keeping it around athletics, I would have to go two guys that I looked up to as a kid and one in which I still look up to, and I guess still look up to the other, Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods. I think those are two guys that I look
up to. Tiger Woods?
Yes.
Tiger Amen. Woods,
you know he's down for a good time.
I know he is down for a good time.
So,
do you get to bring his entourage with him?
Yeah, I guess. So I'm going to go with those two guys just because I believe they're moguls in their sport. And you would hope that their winning nature would bring that to your organization in your playoff run.
More importantly, you get free Denny's at the end of the night.
Oh, I like that.
All right. I would say I would like The Rock to be there. I would like Bill Murray to be there. Yeah. I would enjoy hanging out with Larry David if he were available to be in the suite with me. I feel like that would be a very entertaining game as long as we were winning. And if the refs were cheating us, I feel like he'd have some really good funny things to say about the refs. And finally, I would say the kid should be there. I feel like the kid would be – he'd have a good time in the suite for a playoff game.
Oh, yes, he would.
I feel like if I was an owner of an NFL team, the kid would be there.
I think if you were an owner of an NFL football team, it'd be fun to play for you.
It would be awesome. We'd have the best time.
I feel like the kid would be the head of quality control.
He'd be something. He'd have some kind of a title.
He'd have a role.
He'd have a role.
Assistant GM, because you can't give him the lead GM position.
We'd call him the head greenskeeper. We'd obviously have a golf course, obviously, in our facility.
Exactly.
Everybody. Jeez. Come on. This isn't Colorado. Well, maybe we would be. Maybe it'd be the Denver Broncos. I don't know. Maybe that'd be the team. I don't. If you could own any team, what team would you own?
Dallas Cowboys, because they're worth the most. $3.2 billion.
Gibbs?
I'm a Browns guy, man. Through and through.
You'd want to own the Browns.
I'd
own Jimmy
the Browns.
Haslam's going to – he might give you the eye next time.
Well,
usually he gives the eye to Ken Carmen. He might be giving you the eye next time.
I bought stock in the resale of the Green Bay Packers to invest in their new renovations, so I technically am an owner. So is my son.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I don't
what
know.
What does that exactly get you?
Nothing. You bought it for $250, and it's worth $250. So it's a piece of paper.
It's a classy piece of paper.
But you get an invitation to their ownership meeting every year.
So you're telling me.
Here we go. Now I was waiting for someone to pipe in.
All right. So you're telling me. So what's the point?
There is no point. It's cash.
Just
they
to be
needed
cool.
Money.
It's just to be
they
cool.
They needed money.
I know. I own a little bit.
Exactly. They needed money, and they went out and accumulated money.
I own WWE stock. They don't ask me any. For any opinions.
Your hat is ridiculous right now.
It is ridiculous. I'm wearing my ski cap over my headphones there. If I was to own a team, I think it would probably since I'm here now, I would say the Browns. I also would love to live back in Atlanta, so I would probably – the Falcons would be a team that I wouldn't mind owning. Plus, I love their uniforms.
What about your 49ers?
And, of course, the 49ers. That was going to be the other one.
Their new stadium's average at best.
Maybe I'll call Ziggy Wolf up and I'll try to own the Vikings so I can be reunited with Theodore.
Yes. And also, too, Atlanta and Minnesota both getting new stadiums.
We just got a great – this is a good one. Here, somebody answer this question the way that we were not able to. Demo said, bruh, Scarlett Johansson would be in my owner's suite, bro, every game.
Every game.
Scar
Did Carucci say that?
Lap mandatory.
No, he would want Jennifer Garner.
He would want Jennifer Garner.
He's in love. He's in love.
What was cool? I'll tell you what. What was cool is the Super Bowl that I was at. My wife's seats was about five rows in front of Jerry Jones' box, and it was Ashton and Demi at the time.
Yes, they were.
Jamie Foxx, Vivica A. Fox, President George Bush, George the Second Bush.
W.
Yes. Who else? Who was a Wolverine? What's his name?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman was there. So my wife got to take some amazing pictures. John Madden was in his suite, so she got some. I mean, some what seemed like up close pictures of Jerry Jones' suite. So it was like the who's who of football.
So,
I guess.
So she was paying attention to you on the field.
I wonder if Alex Shiner
was like
in
a 4-hour pregame.
You should look back at those pictures. I bet Alec was in there.
He might have been. We will.
I bet he was.
I will look.
Yes. All right. You want us to take the break here and we'll get Bucky Brooks?
Yeah, let's go to break, guys.
All right, we're going to take our break right here. That was fun. And then Bucky Brooks will be with us. He said the Browns are one of the 9 teams in the NFL that need to draft a quarterback in 2015. We'll get his take on who could be a good fit for the Browns, talk about the Browns quarterbacks this year, free agent targets, etc. All that and more right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.